This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to a holiday edition of Issues of the Environment. I'm David Fair, and I hope you're gearing up for a great Thanksgiving weekend, full of family, friends, and food. Not sure what happens at your gatherings, but with my family, we always seem to cook too much, and even with a few days of eating leftovers, there's still food we end up throwing away. It's called food waste, and it's not only a problem around the holidays, but all year long. My guest this morning is going to help us learn how we can better be stewards of food. Noelle Bowman is a solid waste program specialist for Washtenaw County, and happy holidays to you, and thank you for the time.
Thank you, David.
When I say this is a year-round problem, how significant a problem is food waste?
Yeah, so there's lots of statistics floating around, but one that kind of puts things into context is 150,000 tons of food waste is tossed out per day by U.S. households.
150,000 tons?
Yep.
I can't even get a scope around my mind around what that scope must be. Is there a visualization of what that might equate to?
Well, there's lots of different ways that you can look at it. If we look at it from more of a economic perspective and what the dollar equivalent of that would be, it's about $218 billion worth of food waste per year.
That is extraordinarily wasteful. This is a food that could be used in a variety of ways for the betterment of all. So when we look at how we are purchasing food, then preparing food, and then storing food in the aftermath, what is it we should really pay attention to?
So, I mean, basically paying attention to our behavior. So, you know, if we take a couple steps back and we look at our 3R hierarchy, so reduce, reuse, recycle, really we should, our first priority should be reduction. So when we're shopping and planning for the holidays, just be mindful of, you know, only purchasing the amounts that you foresee being eaten. And then for the, you know, the leftovers, I encourage, you know, storage. Store it in your refrigerator, if possible, freeze. For later use in the future, rather than being quick to throw all of that food into the trash.
It sounds as though we produce plenty of food for the world over, and yet too much of it is ending up in the garbage and not being eaten for those who don't have access to food. Is there a way to kind of direct what we aren't using to those who could use it?
Yeah, definitely. So different communities have different resources available for food recovery and distribution. We're lucky enough to live in a community where we have food gatherers.
Mm-hmm.
So each year they recover, from what I understand, between 2 and 3 million pounds of food that would ordinarily go to the trash. And they partner with companies, institutions to, you know, collect that food to redistribute to areas in Washtenaw County and the surrounding area where it's needed, like food banks and soup kitchens, etc.
And that is a much better use of the food, obviously. This is 89.1 WEMU, and you're listening to a Thanksgiving edition of Issues of the Environment. We're talking food waste with Washtenaw County Solid Waste Program Specialist Noelle Bowman. So we talk about buying too much food in the first place. Is there a way that we can kind of assess what it exactly is we need in a household as opposed to what we think we need?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, it's at our discretion. So we can plan based on what we know of the people who are going to be at our gathering. So basically every family is different. So basically just, you know, based on past experiences, you can sort of gauge what quantities you may need to provide for your specific gathering.
We touched upon the fact that there is a great deal of food insecurity, not only throughout the rest of the country, but right here at home in Washtenaw County. If I understand it correctly, about 1 in 7 Americans is considered food insecure, and 15% of those in Washtenaw County fall under that label as well. That's pretty significant. So when we talk about distributing the food, that's one thing. But is there other ways that we can address food insecurity as we approach the topic of food waste?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm a waste specialist, not a food security specialist, so waste is just happens to be, you know, a part of the overall mm-hmm. food system, so I can't speak super, a lot on the issue of food security, but, you know, it, it's interesting that there's all of this food waste going on, yet there are still, you know, members of the population that are food insecure. So I think those two facts accentuate that something is not right. So in terms of what's the solution to food insecurity, there's lots of different solutions. I'm not an expert on that, so I can't speak specifically. But, you know, the quantities and volumes of waste is just extraordinary. And so it would think that, it indicates that there's something in the system that isn't working properly. And, you know, if the system were fixed, then that food would not be wasted, and instead it would go to feed the hungry people.
So, well, there is food, Noelle Bowman, that does go bad, and we do have to throw it out. What is our best way to dispose of that? Because if I understand correctly, a great deal of the solid waste that we generate in our homes and ends up in our landfills is, in fact, food byproduct.
Yes, that is exactly correct. So about 40% of what residents throw away is food. In Washtenaw County, there is one community, the city of Ann Arbor, that offers curbside compost collection to its residents. And so for Ann Arbor City residents who find themselves with food that's unable to be eaten, we can put that in our curbside compost bin in the city. And then that will get sent to the city's compost site, where it gets basically recycled into soil.
You've mentioned that Ann Arbor is the only community in Washtenaw County currently doing this. What are the barriers to this becoming more universal?
Well, there are
I assume it's a long list.
Yeah, I mean, long, not necessarily long, but some key. Just, it's just a matter of, local governments coming together and deciding that that's a service that they want to provide their residents. In Washtenaw County right now, there's 28 local units of government, and each of them are responsible for sort of contracting for their own services for their residents. And so it just so happens that the city of Ann Arbor is the municipality that has chosen to provide that service for its residents. Do I foresee that happening in the future in other municipalities? I'm hopeful. Because I do see a growing demand and interest by residents and businesses for this type of service. But it just so happens that only one of the 28 offer that at this current time.
Once again, you're listening to Issues of the Environment, and our conversation with Washtenaw County Solid Waste Program Specialist Noelle Bowman continues on 89.1 WEMU. Is it a part of your function to try and educate residents, communities, and municipalities and their elected government leaders about how we might better approach the topics of reducing solid waste?
Yeah, absolutely. So in Washtenaw County, or I should say in the state of Michigan, it's required by the state that each county, and there are 83 of them total, has a solid waste management plan. So Washtenaw County's solid waste management plan, basically it's a 200-plus page document, but if I could sum it up in a sentence, it would be working toward the goal of zero waste. In doing that, we are encouraged to collaborate and work with all stakeholders in the community, including, local units of government, residents, businesses, et cetera. And there are tools that are laid out in that plan, including, sustainable funding mechanisms, education and outreach, and other guiding principles that sort of set the groundwork for us as a community and as a county working toward that goal of zero waste. And, of course, like I mentioned, 40% of the waste stream, at least from the residential standpoint, is food waste. So, of course, when we're working towards zero waste, it's impossible to ignore the issue of food waste.
In the time that you have been working on these initiatives and putting forth this master plan and implementing its programs, have we done a good job? Have we made gains in dealing with not only solid waste as a whole, but food waste in particular?
I think so. I think that, in the state of Michigan, we're lucky enough, like I said, to have the city of Ann Arbor that's taken leadership on the issue of food waste. That's not necessarily representative of most communities in Michigan, so I think that we're ahead of the curve in that sense. And then I think that, in my conversations and through projects and my work, I see that the issue is more, people are becoming more aware of the issue and more, you know, aware of the importance of the issue. And so I think culturally we're shifting toward being more concerned about that. And I think that oftentimes that's the first step to sustainable change. So,
In essence, change really does start at home and with each individual making a conscious choice.
Yes.
And if we use those three R's, reduce, reuse, recycle, we're going to be better off, aren't we?
Yes, exactly. You hit it right on the money there, David.
Well, Noelle, thank you so much for the time today. Thank you for sharing your knowledge, and I hope you have a happy holiday.
Thank you. You as well.
That is Noelle Bowman. Noelle is a solid waste program specialist for Washtenaw County. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and you hear it each Wednesday as part of 89.1 WEMU's broadcast. And if you'd like to visit the Issues of the Environment archive, that is always available to you at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.